4D Listening Skills Exercise 2, page 58 Recording 1
I never get a chance to watch the films I like anymore. The kids are always in the sitting room in the evenings watching cartoons. They've done their school homework by then, so I can't really say anything.
Why don't you have another TV in your bedroom so you can go there?
We've already got one. The problem is that my wife relaxes there when she comes home from work. She usually puts on one of her romantic comedies. It's not fair.
I hope you don't watch films on YouTube here instead of writing reports. The boss would be really angry.
Of course I don't.
Recording 2
Guess what I did last night? I stayed in and watched a thriller, Match Point by Woody Allen. I must say it was excellent. Full of mystery and suspense. For me, watching a nice film is a great way to forget about the housework, at least for a while. The only thing was, I missed the ending because a friend rang me up at the wrong moment. Oh, I was so annoyed.
Recording 3
I absolutely love watching films based on true stories, especially historical dramas.
But they're so dull. And you never know how much is really true and how much is just the filmmaker's imagination. Can't you just watch a documentary?
It's not the same thing. A film brings the period to life. I saw a historical drama on the American Civil War. It was amazing. I felt I was actually there fighting in the battle.
I advise you to turn on the news. There you get to see live events as they happen.
Yes, but I enjoy finding out facts about past events that I don't know much about.
Recording 4
A fire on the set of the new Paul Acton comedy has been put out by firefighters without any member of the cast or crew being injured. It is not thought that the fire was started deliberately. Instead, some faulty electrical cables may have been to blame. The damage will delay the completion date of this film for the second time. On the first occasion, filming had to stop when the leading lady cancelled her contract and had to be replaced.
Recording 5
Many people say they love a good horror film, but viewers should think carefully before going to see this one. Most critics agree it's the scariest film of the new millennium. You'll need nerves of steel. Strangely enough, there aren't actually many moments of violence. All the fear is created with good old-fashioned suspense. The subtitles can be off-putting. There's more dialogue than action. But if you don't mind that, you'll love this film.
Recording 6
If you don't get to the cinema to see any other film this year, make it for Interstellar, Christopher Nolan's new sci-fi film. Starring Matthew McConaughey and Anne Hathaway, this film follows the journey of a spaceship crew as they travel through a wormhole in space. The special effects are spectacular, the plot complex and deep. And guess what? I've got 2 tickets to the premiere in London. Call now and you could be the lucky winner.